What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. Hello, everyone out in podcast land. This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. So I've been gaming for about 35 years in all actuality. Back in 1985, the first video game I ever played was my buddy's Atari 2600. He'd got one previous year, and I finally got into video games, and we played the heck out of Frogger, Moon Patrol, Pac-Man, Berserk, Pitfall, all those games. Oh my gosh, did we play the heck out of those games. They were essentially the only ones he had. It's not like they were our favorites. They became our favorites, but his parents would go to the store and he'd earned a video game and they just grabbed the first one on the shelf. And sometimes it was good, sometimes it wasn't, but we still loved the heck out of them because that's all we had. When they got Star Wars Return of the Jedi and The Empire Strikes Back, whoo! Those games, we played those games for days. We wore some fingerprints and some buttons out playing those games. But we played the Atari 2600 up until about 86, 87. And my oldest sister bought a Nintendo. And it was kind of hers, but the whole family got to use it. And once again, I think by that point, I was like, sorry, Josh, you can keep your 2600. I've got a better version of all those games anyway. And I said goodbye to society and just played the heck out of that video game system. Back then, whatever same situation as Atari 2600, whatever video games my parents came home with, which was rare, I would play them. I didn't care what it was. I got into Contra, Faxanadu, love Faxanadu, Mega Man 2. Mega Man 1, I couldn't do nothing with. It was just too difficult. So Mega Man 2, I loved. All the Super Mario Brothers. That was actually the first time I was introduced to the role-playing genre in Final Fantasy. Before then, everything was pretty linear. You just kicked and shot and moved in one direction. It was all right. It got the job done. We didn't know any better. But as soon as I got Final Fantasy and I realized that you could just go wherever you wanted to go, sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't. This was before I played Dragon Warrior. I got Final Fantasy first. Essentially, the same story, both of them. You could walk off in any direction, and it could get you killed, or you could find a hidden chest. Either way, it was great. So I played that up until probably 91, 92. And then in the pack-in was Super Mario World. You know, we played that up to 100%. We thought we were amazing until we realized there was more. And then we played it for another year, probably trying to figure everything out. During that time, started playing ActRaiser, Mario Kart. That was the end-all to be-all. Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, all that good stuff. I also got Final Fantasy 2 and 3 on that system. Really good RPGs. Introduced me to more RPGs. A lot more genres too. The big side-scrolling beat-em-ups, stuff like that. Fighting games, racing games, even some shooters. At the same time, I think I got a Genesis as well. Altered Beast, amazing game. Never beaten it, but I played as much as I could. Gunstar Heroes, really good running gun. The Sonic series, they're okay. They're all right. I think my favorite was Sonic and Knuckles. That was fun when you could put Knuckles in all the previous games. But they kind of were the same thing again and again. And it just different names, different levels, all that good stuff. I preferred the Mortal Kombat on Genesis because I like blood, bottom line. Not in real life. I just like it in my video games. And probably my favorite Genesis game, number two being Phantasy Star 2, but number one is Shadowrun, the Genesis version of Shadowrun. For everybody out there who complain about Cyberpunk 2077, play the original Cyberpunk. Play Shadowrun on the Sega Genesis. The Super Nintendo version, not that good. Sega Genesis, amazing. And no matter how many times I play it over and over again, I tell myself I'm going to be a shaman or I'm going to be a Decker. I always pick a samurai because they're just amazing. So I played those two. Somewhere in between there, a neighbor had a TurboGrafx-16. And that was fun. It was a good system. I played a lot of Slaughterhouse. The funny thing was, is that this neighbor was a young girl and her mom bought her a copy of Slaughterhouse, not knowing what it was. Apparently she didn't look at the title either. But when the girl started playing it and the mom saw what it was, she was like, oh no. So the only time that game ever got played was when I came over and I'd ask, hey, can I play Slaughterhouse? Sure, you can play Slaughterhouse. I loved it. Played a lot of Keith Courage in the Alpha Zone, a lot of the Bonk's Adventure, all that fun stuff. But it just kind of, it was something to play in the pastime when somebody else was playing my other systems, or I was just bored of them. Had to take a little palate cleanser with the TurboGrafx-16. And then we progressed into high school. I got my PlayStation. With that, I, of course, got like Blood Omen, you know, Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Probably one of my most clocked games of all time was Return Fire. My buddy Ryan and I would just play that game. Star Wars Dark Forces, not the best game, but it was fun. A, had Star Wars, and B, it was a first-person shooter. I was okay with that. And of course, the big game on that system was Final Fantasy VII, and I think I beat that game with every possible unlock and every possible secret and every possible level and everything you could think of. Got it all. To this day, I put so much time into Final Fantasy VII on that PlayStation that when I go to replay it, I usually get to just past Midgar or somewhere around there, and I get tired of it because I realize, man, this thing is a grind. But after that, we got the N64. Of course, GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, you had to get those. Mario Kart 64, those were all killer games. Got Paper Mario eventually. Is that one was played when there was a group of us. Four, three, whatever. That's when we play it. I never really took it out by myself and played it. If I was by myself, I'd play the PlayStation or something like that. But as soon as a buddy or two or three friends would come over, hey, let's bust out the N64. Okay, I got the Mario Party, let's go. Same thing with the Wii. Is it was fun and you played the games for a while, but eventually it just became kind of the party favor. I still play the Wii today, but it's with my two kids and my wife, and that's really the only time it gets played. From there, we got the PS2 and the Xbox, and I was lucky enough that I got the PS2, and then a year later I got an Xbox as well. I got the PS2 because, of course, it continued all my favorite series and introduced us to some new ones as well. Not really new ones, but better ones. You know, the Twisted Metal series, I think it got better on PS2. Suikoden got really good on PS2. The Red Faction series and Black, some of the best first-person shooters, in my opinion. The Baldur's Gate came over, and those were pretty dang fun. Getting a couple more, like Mech Assault, State of Emergency, games like that. I think I prefer the GTA on that one. Battlefront, I think I prefer on the Xbox, the original Battlefront. After that, you started hitting PS3, Xbox 360, and it kind of became the same games over and over. And that's when things started to kind of come towards first-person shooters and first-person explorers and all that good stuff. And they were fun and all that. By the time I was at PS3, for some reason, I've got a lot of games for PS3. It's just kind of the forgettable one out of the series. I don't know why for me. Maybe it was that time in my life or whatnot, but I played the heck out of the games. I just don't remember most of them. And I don't remember playing the PS3 a whole heck of a lot. But then I jumped to the PS4. Got on with Destiny, games like that. Absolutely love those games. Red Dead Redemption 2. Looking forward to picking up a PS5 soon, but I'll probably wait till the next year. That's kind of the where I'm at these days. That's how it all started, was just a friend down the street with the Atari, and low budget, it's better word than poor. But once you got a game, if there's the only, I'd walk into a store and I'd walk out with the only game I could afford. Even if it was $3, even a sports game or whatever. And I'd play the living crud out of that game. I would play it until I got sick of that game, but that's all, until I could afford a new game. We did a lot of wheeling and dealing as children. I'd trade up two games for one game because I thought that one game was better than two, and generally it was. But it was our own little empire of trading games, and pretty much any money I made during my childhood went directly to video games. And that was the talk of the cool thing about being of the town. When I was a kid, it was just video games left and right. But yeah, that's my story. There's a lot more in between, but that's kind of just the Reader's Digest version. Right now, I think I'm sitting at about just north of 1,300 physical games. Got about 54 different systems. And it's not about that. It's more importantly, I love learning about these things. I love getting the history of the games and the systems. That stuff's what really interests me, and hopefully that interests you too. But that's kind of what this whole thing is going to be. It's just a podcast based on history of games, the fun we had playing them. I'm also going to try to talk about like deals, stuff like that, weekly deals, future games, good stuff, you know, just all around video game discussion. I'm going to wrap it up here. That's kind of just the quick and dirty about me. If you guys have any comments or comparisons, any stories about your youth in video games, I'd love to hear them. Go ahead and email me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. But thanks for listening. And as always, keep gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.